Two missionaries were sent into a remote area for evangelization. They got out every day to preach to people on the streets. And whenever they came back from those tours, preaching tours, they were very excited and they were able to share their experiences together. They were able to tell one another what went on the streets. The people whom they encountered, how they experienced those people on the streets. After some time, one started getting jealous of the other because the other one seemed to attract more followers and he seemed to get more converts. Indeed, this began affecting their relationship and their mission was affected negatively. Soon, the jealous one grew much, much more hatred for the other that he would not discuss anything with him again. He would rather keep all the experiences that he had to himself. Yet, the jealous missionary was very meticulous in his mission. He was very meticulous in his work, which he performed with much devotion and piety. He would preach, he would pray, he would sing, he would exhort the people like a perfect missionary. But unfortunately, he wouldn't record any success. One day, the other missionary fell ill and begged the jealous missionary to help him buy some medications. But he refused because he wouldn't want to miss a prayer meeting beginning in the next few minutes. Later at night, he also begged the jealous missionary to let him know when it would be 5 a.m. the next morning. And this other guy accepted that he was going to do exactly that. At 5 a.m. the next day, the jealous missionary wrote on a piece of paper, "It is 5 a.m. and dropped it beside the other missionary's pillow and went for morning prayer, because he could not afford to break the silence before communing with God. He couldn't afford going late to his prayer. So that's what he did. Today, we see this condemnable attitude of the jealous missionary in the way we practice our Christianity and observe the laws of God. Most of us have a very dark side, and we try to cover with our external religious observances and rituals instead of working to correct them. We know that there is something that is not going perfectly well within ourselves. We know that our actions, they are not acceptable in the sight of God. But still, we want to hide in our religious garments. We want to hide in our religious rituals. We want to obey the letters of the law without applying the spirit of the law. Some people, they use religious observances as excuses to be wicked to others or to be insensitive to other people's plights, to be insensitive to other people's sufferings. Today, when we look around the world, we see so many churches sprouting up. We see so many people declaring themselves to be Christians, declaring themselves to be religious. But the question that each one of us should ask himself, ourselves, is, Am I able to follow the spirit of the religion that I proclaim to be part of? Jesus in the gospel reading says, "These people honor me only with lip service, while their hearts are far from me. The worship they offer me is worthless. The doctrine they teach are only human regulations." My dear brothers, my dear sisters, this invites us to question our religious observances. Do we do them out of sincere love for God, or do we do them in pretense? Christianity is a religion with so many laws to obey. What motivates us when we obey those laws? Do we just want to show off that we believe, that we are Catholics, that we are Christians? Do we obey them so that our neighbors, they see us to be different than them? What is the motivating spirit for us to obey the laws of religion, the laws of God? Do we indeed encounter God in keeping his laws? Do we keep them sincerely, just as Moses in the first reading exhorts us to take notice of the laws and customs that I teach you today and observe them, that you may have life and may enter and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your father, is giving you. Nevertheless, our problem is not taking notice of the laws and customs, neither is it in observing them, but observing them correctly. That's why Jesus summarizes the entire law into one, and that law is the law of love. Love of God and love of neighbor. So all our laws, our religious observations should manifest that true love for God, true love for our neighbor. If at all we look into those laws and we discover that they are empty of love for God, empty for love for our neighbor, then we should put a very big question mark on those observances that we have set for ourselves. In the second reading, James advises us to practice pure and unspot religion in the eyes of God our Father, which is coming to the help of orphans and widows when they need it, and keeping oneself uncontaminated by the world. As Christians, today I think we are being challenged. The way we live our lives, are we sensitive to the people who suffer, the people whom we encounter on the streets, the people whom we live with in the same neighborhood? Are we sensitive to their plight? Are we sensitive to those who suffer, those who are homeless, those who are naked, those who are orphaned, those who are widowed, those who need our presence, those who need some consolation, some divine consolation, and that consolation can only come through you and me? Why? Because we are the instruments of God. We are the ones God can use to make life easier for these people who suffer. It's only when we are able to do this are the religious observances that we have going to make sense. Otherwise, they are null and void. Amen.